Hey, question. Did you know that identity theft goes beyond what you can see on a credit report?
Yeah,
identity thieves can open new accounts. They can rent or buy properties. They can drain your 401k and even file fake tax returns all in your name. There are all kinds of ways identity theft can happen that go way beyond what you might expect. And that's why LifeLock goes beyond credit monitoring to help protect your identity. They use proprietary technology to alert you to a wide range of threats to your identity. And if there's a problem, one of their U.S.-based specialists will work to fix it. Now, of course, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But with LifeLock, you can feel beyond good knowing that somebody is looking out for you. The number to call, 800-440-4833, or visit LifeLock.com now and use promo code RUSH. That's RUSH. And that'll get you 10% off on your membership. LifeLock, 800-440-4833, promo code RUSH. In December 2015, San Francisco resident Pedro Figueroa Zarceno reported his car stolen. When he came for the police report, Immigration and Customs Enforcement was notified because Pedro is here illegally from El Salvador. He was picked up. He spent 2 months in federal immigration detention. Now Pedro is suing San Francisco. His lawyer, Saria Hussein, says as a victim of crime, Pedro Figueroa was exactly the type of person who should have been protected by San Francisco's sanctuary ordinance. Because Trump is promising mass deportations and threatening sanctuary cities, she says, everyone in law enforcement must be held accountable. No, she does not see the irony in asking for law enforcement to be accountable. This woman's a liberal. Incidentally, Pedro was flagged because he had an outstanding warrant. He was supposed to be deported 10 years ago. He also has a drunk driving conviction. Now, he's demanding monetary damages. He also wants to force San Francisco police to file immigration paperwork stating that he was falsely imprisoned. This could make him eligible for a visa. Meanwhile, San Francisco's investigating the officers who handled Pedro's case to see if they should be punished. Now, unless something changes, Mr. Zarceno can assume that his lawsuit against the city will be resolved before immigration catches up with him again. They're backlogged over 2 years. The system needs fixing, not later, but right now.